Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen joining us on the phone. An announcement made earlier that Jennifer Sabina may not be included on the national memorial, and that's bothering quite a few people. What do you say about that?
Well, it certainly bothered me as soon as I learned of it, because knowing the criteria to be on the national memorial as I do, I never had a doubt in my mind that she qualified to be on that memorial. To hear an explanation that perhaps she is being left off because they're considering an in-line-of-duty death by someone who can be, we call it a domestic, would disqualify you is very disturbing. Domestic violence is one of the worst types of violence we have in our society. It unfortunately impacts those in law enforcement as well. And to have an officer who is such a great officer, such as herself, left off the memorial for a reason that really isn't justified is unfortunate. We're going to do our best to get that corrected.
Have you seen a situation like this before where they try to subcategorize it as a domestic dispute when it's still an on-duty incident?
I have not. As a matter of fact, because there is no categorization as to what the nature of the crime was that caused somebody to kill you on duty. There's a reason why it's not broken down, because officers die in the line of duty for all sorts of different reasons, many times due to the officer's own fault, and they're even included, as they should be. So this is very, very unusual, and I think as we appeal this and the facts get out more, that others are going to find that it's unusual as well.
Any idea what the timeline is for maybe swaying their decision and getting this changed?
I don't think there is a timeline right now. They have not made a final decision yet. The decision that's been made, to the best of my understanding, is a recommendation from a names committee. So since the ultimate board has not made a decision yet, I don't believe any time has begun to toll.
Anything you'd like to add on that topic?
No, I just appreciate your coverage. Obviously, law enforcement does a great job, puts themselves in harm's way, and there are a number of different ways that they lose their lives because of it, and we need to continue to honor them regardless of what the reasons were.